So let's get started. I'd like to start us off by looking at page B. Yes, that's right. I'm going to let you go ahead and read page A on your own, but page B has some components that I'd like to go over with you. The very first part of how to use this book is the practica exercises. Practica means practice, and it's important that you really spend most of your time doing the practice exercises, most of which have to do with actually speaking Spanish. One of the foundations, one of the cornerstones of this course is that in order to speak, you gotta speak. And a lot of what's out there as far as foreign language learning tools, they will, you know, there is a bit of speaking component in the sense of listening and repeating. At the same time, that doesn't reflect or mirror the actual skill of speaking as you would in real life. And face it, you want to learn to speak Spanish. You don't just want to learn to repeat Spanish or read Spanish out loud. You want to learn how to have fluent, flowing conversations with other people. So we provide the program, we provide the framework, you bring your eagerness to learn, and you bring your willingness to connect with other people, whether they are native Spanish speakers that you know, or whether you're doing this program with a buddy or with another American or non-Spanish speaker that's learning alongside with you. It's really, really important that you actually speak and have conversations in Spanish with people. What the practica boxes have set up for you are controlled scenarios in which you'll be able to practice speaking using the language that you just learned, using the structures, the grammar, the vocabulary, the phrases that you just learned in that particular unit. So practica really should jump off the page, come to life. It's where you take the practica out into the world and you actually have conversations. So I want to say spend the majority of your time doing these practica boxes. There's also a section called Spanish Can Be Sneaky. And Spanish Can Be Sneaky basically is a way of saying, oh, here's a grammar point or here's a language point that we need to point out to you because it's either an exception to a rule or it's something that wouldn't be so intuitive or so obvious. It's something that we want to draw your attention to. And we know that Spanish, like many other languages, can be sneaky or rather can seem sneaky to speakers of other languages. So we've anticipated what these challenges are going to be for you, and we put little sections throughout pointing out what the difficulties might be. Then you have the quiz and be quizzed. Now, this is mainly when you learn a lot of new vocabulary. We believe that if vocabulary is easy for you, if it seems familiar like English, you may not need to practice it as much. However, when you start learning 20 or 30 words at a time, or if the words that you're learning are really unfamiliar to you, it's a lot to remember if you just read over them once. So we really want you to drill vocabulary in a very controlled way, hopefully with another person. If you don't have another person to practice with for this particular activity, then we want you to go ahead and drill it by yourself. So quiz and be quiz is where you're drilling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on what different vocabulary words mean. And we want you to focus on that because, again, it's not enough to have just one exposure to one word. You need to drill and repeat. Repetition is key to memorization. Grasping grammar. Grasping grammar occurs throughout the book. We know grammar isn't, you know, the favorite part of a lot of learners. And at the same time, grammar is, it's like code breaking. It's like you have these different patterns within a language. And the grasping grammar boxes try to make grammar as painless for you as possible by focusing on one grammar aspect at a time and really clarifying for you what those patterns are and how those patterns work. Then you have the let's review section. Let's review is really important because I said earlier, repetition is important for memorization, but review is just as important. And I'd like you to use the let's review as you go, but also once in a while, revisit Let's Review from previous units. That way you can have things in your short-term memory and in your long-term memory. Review is essential. Not only does it help you with memorization, it also makes you feel really good about yourself because when you're reviewing something, guess what? You already know it. So it's an opportunity for you to bring up what you've already mastered and feel really empowered by the fact that you now know how to do this. And lastly, there is the I Can Do It in Spanish section. Now, these sections are super empowering, if we're going to use that word. At the end of each unit, you're going to have a chance to track your progress. Functionally Fluent is set up on the concept that learners want to learn how to do things in Spanish. And each level teaches you how to do 50 things. Each level has 10 units, 10 sections, 10 chapters. And in each section, you have 5 function goals. You have 5 functions, 5 things that you want to learn how to do, whether it's introduce yourself, order a meal, ask somebody questions, exchange contact information, and so on and so forth. We want to make sure that at the end of every unit, at the end of every section, you know how to do things in Spanish. So take the time, really, don't skip through this page. Make a big deal out of it. At the end of each unit, you'll know how to do 5 things in Spanish. And so go through that checklist and say, I know how to introduce myself to others. Yes, I do. And check that off. And I know how to count from 0 to 20. Yes, I do. Check that off. And so on and so forth. So really and truly, make sure you make a big deal, like a celebration at every I can do it in Spanish section. And what you'll find is that by the time you're done with each level, with each book, you will know how to do 50 things in Spanish. And by the time you're done with beginner, intermediate, and advanced, you will know how to do 150 things in Spanish, which in our book makes you functionally fluent.